Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Marasi Shiyichyu. And it should also be the schus Talia Abigail Ben Sardanya and Yechiel Ben Shalamis, Nachshon Yitzchak Ben Rivka Shein Echana, David Shugwala Ben Rachel, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esri Yotzefezer Ben Esther, and Lili Nishmas Shlomo Ben Shimon. The Torah in Parashas Mishpatim very strangely and perplexingly starts talking about Matan Torah. Now, Matan Torah was in Parashas Yisro, and then we get into Mishpatim and all the details of Mishpatim, all the different laws, law after law. I love Mishpatim saying, you got Bava Kama, you got Bava Mitzia, you got a lot of good sugyas there, a lot of great Torah. But what's Mamar Har Sinai doing here? Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Aleph Vel Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem Ata Ve'aron Adav Aviu V'Shivim Mizgnei Yisrael V'Shtachavitem Merachok V'Nigash Moshe L'Abdol Hashem V'Hem Lo Yigash V'Hem Lo Elohi L'Mor. So Moshe Rabbeinu is told to approach closer than Aaron, Nadav, Aviu and Shivim Mizgnei Yisrael, and then Vayavov Moshe Vayisap Elam is called Divrei Hashem, is called Mishpatim, Vayan Kolam Kol Echad, Vayomer Kol Advar Moshe Dibir Hashem Nase. Moshe comes, he tells the people the words of God, all the Mishpatim. Moshe is going up, and Yigash, it says, Rashi Zel Arafel. Rashi says in Pasuk Aleph, Parashas Unam, Rakoidem Aseres Hadibros, Bedalat Sivan. So in other words, we have the Aseres Hadibros. And Vav. And then we have here, on Dalid, 2 days before, Zayin is the Matan Torah. And then 2 days before, 3 days before, you have Moshe Rabbeinu going up the mountain. So what's going on over here? That Moshe Rabbeinu is, that the Torah is going backwards. Echtov Moshe is called Devrei Hashem. Mebereishis Lad Matan Torah. Because of Moshe Mitzvah Shenitztavu B'mara, Moshe Rabbeinu is writing down the Torah, Pasuk Dalet. V'yishlach Asnari B'nei Yisrael V'yalu Olos V'yizbuch Mizvachim Shlomo L'Hashem Parim. V'yigach Moshe Chatzi Adam V'yosem V'aganos. They bring sacrifices. Puts half of it in Aganos. Puts them in Kalim, half he puts in Aganos, and half of it he throws in the Mizbeach. Takes the Sefer Abris, what's Sefer Abris, from Bereishis until Matan Torah, the Mitzvah Shenitztavu Gemara, and he reads it by Ozne Am, and he takes the blood, he throws it in the nation, says, this is the Dam Abris. So why is it that the Torah is going backwards? There's a very, very choshev Mahalach here, that the Brisko Rov has in his Sefer Al Torah, says the Rov, Ayin Perush Rashi Shakosav Parshas Unemra Koidem Aseres Hadibros Bedalat Siva Nemru Lo Alei. So it was said before the Aseres Hadibros. The Aseres Hadibros was later, and here it was said. We know we keep Shavuos and Vav. Sivan. And this is Dalet Sivan. So what is going on over here? Hine ma shechalakta na Torah l'shtei parashiyos, a parashiyos d'achav, a parashiyos l'chodesh ha-shlishi. That the Torah split it up into two separate parashiyos, nere mishum de-be'emes shnei dvorim nifrodim heim hayusham. There are really two separate things going on over here. Number one, in other words, this parasha is begging Brisker Torah, because what's Brisker Torah? Brisker Torah is two dinim. And here you have two separate parashas of Matan Torah. So obviously there are two dinim in Matan Torah. You would think there's only one Matan Torah. Not until you get to Brisk. When you get to Brisk, you find out that lo and behold, there are two Matan Torahs. One is Parshas Yisro, and one is Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Yisro, was Mamad HaSinai v'Kabbalah Santorah. Parshas Mishpatim shenichnesu lebris. Like it says in the Mechilot in Parshas Yisro, Kevin Shira shekibul lahem natal adam bezarak alam relahem tem kshir manuv mitfusim machar bo vekibul alechem is kol ha-mitzvahs. So with the Zrikas Adam, that seals the bris. That's the covenant between us and God. That's what happened first. And then Vayter, he says, all right, now that you're connected, go be makabel mitzvahs. And then comes Matan Torah. Right, so b'yom shel'achra v'yisa kabbalah satorah. So here it says, and the next day there was kabbalah satorah. And here we're dealing with Dalet, the next day was Hay. There's a lot of confusion about that. Is it Zion, Zion, Vav, Zion, or Hay? Okay. But whatever it is, there's two parashas. There's parasha of Mishpatim, which is earlier, the Ein Mukdim Mukhar B'Torah. That's the Bris. And even when we say Ein Mukdim Mukhar B'Torah, you still have to ask yourself, yeah, but Seder, so we accept the principle, but it was still placed there for a reason. The reason Ein Mukdim Mukhar B'Torah is because Torah is teaching us a lesson. So it doesn't answer the question. It answers that it's allowed to be out of order. It doesn't answer the why it's out of order. Akal Panim, it's out of order here. And first comes the earlier, the later event, Matan Torah Vav. And then comes the earlier event, which is Bris, and then that's Parashas Mishpatim. And even the Doros, there's an Azhara Miyuched, is not to forget Mamad Har Sinai. And it says, Pentishkach has advarim shero einecha. And according to the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is a special mitzvah, not to forget Mamad Har Sinai. And anything it says in the parsha of B'chodesh HaShlishi is included in Mamad Har Sinai. And there's an Azhara not to forget it. That's Parshas Yisro, B'chodesh HaShlishi. That's the parsha of Matan Torah that we're familiar with, the famous one. But the Mishpatim is talking about Knisasim Lebris. And from here we learn, this is Geirus, right? We learn Geirus from the Knisa Lebris at Mamad Har Sinai. Pre-Mamad Har Sinai. Mila Tvila Hartzaz Damim. Yevam is 47, Kris is 9. And Lidoros, it's only Mila and Tvila. But from there we learn Mila and Tvila, meaning Lidoros without the Beis HaMikdash. If you can have Karbanos, you also have Karbanos. There's a beautiful Ragat Shavar Torah about that we discussed many, many years ago. There's a Sicha from the Rebbe about that, Lubavitcher Rebbe. Haflev Afele. Now there in Parashas Yisro, it says Nase. Whatever God says Nase. Mishpatim says Vayigach Sefer Bris Vikman Azneh Vayom Kol Asher Dibe Hashem Nase V'Nishma. So it's Nase V'Nishma. The famous Nase V'Nishma is in Mishpatim. It's not in Yisro. Isn't that interesting? Why is that? So it would appear that the Pelush of Nase is fulfilling the mitzvahs. Nishma is Kabbalah Sabris. Unkelus, Nave Dunikabel. Nase will do. Nishma Nikabel. To be Makabel something. So I hear you. Meaning, I'm Makabel what you say. Lo Shmili Kaloma Lo Svirali, the Gemara. I don't hear it. I don't hold of it. But here we're saying, yeah, I hold of it, God. So that's Mishpatim. In other words, in Yisro, we needed the Nase. We're going to do it. Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Nishma is Knisa Lebris. Mishpatim is Knisa Lebris. There we need a Nishma. I don't know if they're going to do it. They have to be Makabel. Naved v'nekabel, says Unkulis. You have to have Kabbalah. We're going into the Bris. Okay, at Sichemem, even one could argue with that. One also has to be Makabel Mitzvahs. But the Buddha Rav says, no. When it comes to Mitzvahs, we're going to do it. When it comes to Knesset LeBris, not only are we going to do it, what it says in the Bris, but we're also accepting the Bris. And that's why it says at the beginning of the parsha, in Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Gimel, I read that out much earlier, Vayomru kol advarim asher diber Hashem naaseh. Ratzon Elohim asher yaasu kuchol asher yitza ve'oisam. They're going to do everything he commands them. And then this is also included Knisa Labris, Kamoshi Yavur Lahalan, as we're going to explain. But afterwards, he reads to them the Sefer Abris, and then they said, Nishma. First they said, Nasa, we're going to do whatever you command us. And then we also said, Nishma, we also accept upon ourselves to go into the Bris. The Bris, you have to be Mekabel. And so too in the Mechilta, it says, Mekablim anu aleinu, we're Mekabel on ourselves, like I said. In Parshas Yisro, it says only that Moshe told the word, the nation, the word of God. And here it says, Vaisapir lam is called Divrei Hashem ve'es kol ha-mishpatim. And the Mefarshim said it's talking about the parish of Eilim Mishpatim. It said earlier, as Moshe went up to Har Sinai, was commanded to tell the nation, Dvarim u'mishpatim, the Dvarim is Parshas Yisrael, Koisoy ma'ar le'beis Yaakov, etc. Eila Dvarim isher tedaber al b'nei Yisrael. These are the words you should tell. God dictated to Moshe what he should tell the Jewish people. And the Mishpatim is Parshas Mishpatim. And that's the Perush Ve'ela HaMishpatim. It's referring to Ela HaDvarim Asher Tedaber Al Bnei Yisrael. These are what you should tell the Jewish people. That's the Dvarim. And these are the Mishpatim. Two separate things. And the Mishpatim were needed for Kabbalas HaBris. Why? Because in order for a person to go into the Bris, he needs... You have to tell him mitzvahs, mitzvahs kalos, and mitzvahs, mitzvahs chamuros. You have to tell him some of the mitzvahs, Yevamos 47. But for Kabbalah Satorah, all that was necessary was amiras hadvarim shel kol soimar, levad. For Kabbalah Satorah, just tell the Jewish people, you saw what I did, etc., etc. Should be a special nation for me. That's the dvarim. But for Kabbalah Sabris, you have to tell him some of the mitzvahs. So here we're going into some of the details. That's Mishpatim. Parashas Yisro, it's talking about Kabbalah Sator, it says only Vayasim Lefneim is called Dvarim Me'ele. In other words, the parish of Koisaymar. But here in Mishpatim, we're talking about going into the Bris. So you need also the Mishpatim. You need not only the Dvarim, you need the Mishpatim. Vayavo Moshe vayisapir lam es kol divrei Hashem ves kol ha-mishpatim. Not only the Dvarim, the Mishpatim as well. It's Knisa Labris. So the first parasha Yisro is talking about, that's in Mamad Kabbalah Satorah, Mamad HaSinai. And now we have to remember the Dairos, it's also to forget. And then in the second parasha, we talk about the Knisa Labris. So before they go into the Bris, they need to know the Mishpatim. Okay, so the Rav is Marich here. He goes on, talks about it more, but we'd like to go a little bit deeper into what he said, maybe to prove point that he's making. Is an incredible sefer called Torah Or, which is a perush on the chedushim of the Brisker Rav al Torah. Beautiful, beautiful Torah. So we see that there's two inyanim here. There's Knisa Labris and Gerus. Two separate things. Knisa Labris and Gerus is one. And then there's also the Kabbalah Satorah. And that's something else. The Bris is that now we have a covenant with Hashem, with the Am Hashem. And then there's Kabbalah Satorah. And that's not part of the Guf HaGerus. It's two things. There's Kabbalah HaGerus to go into the Bris, and then there's Kabbalah Satorah. You need both. But the Etzem HaGerus, the Gerus itself, is going into the Bris. And this is actually borne out by the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the 13th parak of his Surah Bia, we've had so many shiurim on Inyanei Gelus, every time you go back to it, just gets better as you go on. 13:4 is Surah Bia. V'chein ledoiroiz kishiyirtza agoy likonis lebris ulestoifev tachas kanfe yashchina v'yekabel olov ol toiro tzorich milo v'tvilo v'artzoas korban. And also for the generations, when a goy wants to enter into the covenant and take refuge under the wings of the Shechina and accept upon himself the yoke of Torah, he needs mila, tvila, and karban. Look at the Rambam. Kishiyirtze agoy liikones labris. Number one, and the stofiv tachas kanfei shechina. And number two, ulev yekabel olav ol Torah. He also asks us to be kabel ol Torah. So these are two separate inyanim, exactly like we see in the Chumash, and exactly like the Brisker Rav said. Also there in the Rambam and Halacha Aleph, b'shloshet dvarim nechnasu Yisrael lebris, b'mila tefila v'korban, mila haisa b'mitzrayim, tefila haisa b'midbar koydem matan Torah. The carbon, kishenamar lehem, bayishlach es, na'arei b'nei Yisrael. So, three things the Jewish people entered into the bris, with mila, tvila, and carbon. Mila was in Mitzrayim, tvila was in the Midbar before Matan Torah, and carbon when it says, vayishlach na'arei b'nei Yisrael. So the Rambam says that tvila was before Matan Torah. V'tvila haisa b'midbar koydem Matan Torah. Of course, that's what we're talking about. You have to enter the bris with tefillah. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, "B'shloshet dvarim nichnasu Yisrael the bris, mila, tefillah, and karban." So we're talking about the mila that with which you enter the bris. B'shloshet dvarim nichnasu Yisrael the bris with tefillah, and then weiter the Rambam says that the tefillah was before Matan Torah. If you say that Matan Torah and Knisa Lebris are one and the same, then why does the Rambam repeat himself? The Rambam already said that they were Nichnas Lebris with tefillah. Why does the Rambam again say the tefillah haisa b'midbar koydem Matan Torah? And the answer is because there are two separate things here. There's Knisa Lebris, and there's Matan Torah. And the Tvila of Knisa Lebris was before Matan Torah. The Rambam here is talking about entering the Bris. So he says they entered into the Bris. And then he says, and this entering and this Tvila was before Matan Torah. Just say before they entered into the bris. How about that? No. The tefillah is the entering into the bris. And then after that comes Matan Torah. These are two separate things. There's Knisa LaBris and there's Matan Torah. That's borne out by the Lashon of the Rambam here as well. The Nichnas LaBris with tefillah. And this Knisa LaBris was before Matan Torah. How awesome is that? Very. In the 8th parak of Fuchas Malachim, in the 10th halacha, the Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu lo hinchil ha-toyra va-mitzvus ele li-Yisrael u-lechol ha-roitze li-hizgayel. Mishaar ha'umos, sheneemar kachem keger, aber misha lo ratza, en kofim oto lekabel Torah mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu only gave Torah mitzvahs to the Jewish people, and anybody who wants to convert from the other nations, as it says, kachem keger, gerim are like you. But somebody who doesn't want, we don't force him to be mekabel Torah mitzvahs. So the Rambam is not talking about Gerus. The Rambam is talking about Kabbalas Torah Mitzvahs. And we don't force going to be Makabal Torah Mitzvahs. The only people who have to keep Torah Mitzvahs are Jews and Gerim. Gerim are also Mechuyiv B'Torah. And that's what the Pasuk says, Kachem Kager, that he's like us. A Ger is like a born Jew. But if we don't say that Geirus is separate from Kabbalah's Torah Mitzvahs, what does it mean, Kachem Kager? That a Ger is Chayiv in Mitzvahs? If he's not Mechuyiv in Torah and Mitzvahs, what's the whole Indian of his Geirus? Of course he's Chayiv in Torah and Mitzvahs, otherwise what's his Geirus? The answer is no, they're two separate things. One is Knisa L'Bris, and then in addition to that, there is Kabbalah's Torah Mitzvahs, L'Doros. That's Geirus. That's done with Tefillah, Mila, and Karban. And then after that, after the Knisa L'Bris, there's Kabbalah's Torah Mitzvahs, that's the Davar Noisef. Just if he's not Makabal Torah Mitzvahs, we're not accepting him into the Bris. But the Etzem HaGeirus is that he wants to come into the Bris. That's the Geirus. Therefore, we say about the Geir Torah Mitzvahs are for the Jews, and anybody who wants to be Mizgayer from the other nations, Kachem Kager. That's Torah Mitzvahs. In other words, after he's Mizgayer, he's also Chayiv in Torah Mitzvahs, but that's not the Etzem Geirus. If it was the Etzem Geirus, the Rambam wouldn't have said that Torah and Mitzvahs is for somebody who is Mizgayer, of course. It's not no different than us. He's Chayiv in Torah Mitzvahs like we are. But if he weren't Chayiv in Torah Mitzvahs, then what's the holding of his Geirus? The Rambam here seems to be saying there's Geirus, and then in addition to the Geirus, there's Kabbalah's Torah Mitzvahs. If you want to be Mizgari, you have to be Mekabel Torah Mitzvah. You have to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvah. Mekabel Torah Mitzvah, Mekayim Torah Mitzvah. What's the Geirus without Kabbalah's Torah? Of course, without Kabbalah's Torah Mitzvah, no Geirus. No. There is Geirus. There's Geirus, and then there's Kabbalah's Torah Mitzvah. Now, we're not going to be Mekabel the Geirus unless he's Mekabel Torah Mitzvah. That's part of that's the condition of letting him into the Bris. But there's no Bris. But the Bris is still separate from Kabbalah's Torah Mitzvah. The Etzem HaGeirus, the Mus of Geirus, is the Knisa LaBris. And then in addition to that, there's Kabbalah's Torah Mitzvahs. Now, the Rav writes that the Parsha of B'chodesh HaShlishi in Yisro is talking about the Mamud of Har Sinai in Kabbalah Sator, and the Parsha of El Moshe Omar in Parshas Mishpotim is talking about the Maise Knisa LaBris. But we need to clarify, because even though in Parshas Yisro we learn about Kabbalah Sator, even though in Parshas Yisro we learn about Kabbalah Sator, nevertheless, in the Parsha of B'chodesh HaShlishi in Yisro, it says both. It says Knisa LeBris, which is the Geirus, and also Kabbalah Satorah. And the chilik between Parshas Yisro and Parshas Mishpatim is in the Maisa Kabbalah Satorah and the Maisa Knisa LeBris. The Maisa Kabbalah Satorah is Yisro, and the Maisa Knisa LeBris is Mishpatim. And now we're going to explain what we meant. In Perek Yotes, Pasuk Vav, this is Parshas Yisro, Eila Advarim Shatadabu Rebnei Yisrael, it says in the Mechilta, so we never find this, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told no more, no less. Also earlier on, what's this inyan here? It has to be exactly like I'm saying to you. In the Pasuk of Isagi, the Bnei Yisrael Rashi writes, the punishments, the exactness of the mitzvahs. Rashi writes, this is a saga to the Bnei Yisrael, not to the women, to the men. Pirush the Zecharim Dvarim Akashim Kigidim. He told the Zecharim things that are very difficult. Gid v'sageid, gidim, hard like a sinew. So it would appear the explanation is, based on what we see in Yevamos, that the Seder Kabbalas HaGeirin, so too in the Rambam, Surei Bia 14:1-5, that when a guy comes to be Mizgar, we tell him mitzvahs kalos and mitzvahs chamuras, some of the difficult mitzvahs, the lighter mitzvahs, we don't tell him too much. We don't go into every detail of Hilchos Bishul on Shabbos. The Hodas Mitzvahs Elu is a different din from Hodas Mitzvahs that we tell the Ger when he's Toivel. We have one din that when the Gentile comes, Mizgayer, we tell him Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Kalois and Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Chamurois. That's in, and that's halachas 1-5. Chapter 14, Surei Bia. Then we go weiter, and we see in halacha vov, in the Surei Bia. V'shloish ha'emdim agav mudinos v'mixis mitzis kalos v'mixis mitzis chamuros pam shnia. Second time, and then he goes into the mikveh. And then he goes into the mikveh. She goes into the mikveh. So that is part of the Maisa Geirus. That's a different Hodas and Mitzvahs. So that's what it says in Parba Chodesh HaShlishi, V'sagid v'bnei Yisrael, Oinshim v'diktukim, Dvorim HaKoshim Kigidim, these are the Dinim, the Oinshim, that we tell the Ger that when he's coming to be Mizgayer, Mitzvahs Kalas V'chamuras. And that's the Mechilta, Eile Dvorim Shetudav v'bnei Yisrael, HaPochas V'lo Yoseh. The Rambam says, when the guy comes to be Mizgayer, you tell him Mitzvahs Kalas V'chamuras V'inshem, V'ein Marichim B'dover Zeh. And that's what it says in the Mechilta, Lo Pochas V'lo Yoseh, Lo Yarich V'dvorim Elu. So in other words, what we're seeing in Parashas Yisro, this word was said by a great Gaon and Tzaddik, Rav Yair Yisraeli Zatzal. So what we're seeing in Parashas Yisro is what the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Surei Bia. That when a goy comes to be mizgayer, we tell him mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos and mitzvahs chamuros ve'ein marichim b'davar zeh. And that's why we have here in Chazal lo pochas v'lo yoser, exactly as I told you. In other words, don't be marich; just say what I said. So in other words, we're talking about the preliminary before he actually becomes a ger, before the actual tevila. Tefillah is the second stage that you tell him the mikveh kalos and the chamuros, part of the maaser geirus. But here it's the preliminary stage and we're accepting him, we're receiving him. And in Perek Yotes it says, Atem risa mesher asis lemitzrayim. It's also part of what we have to know of Kabbalah Hager, because we tell the Ger that Ikre Hados, Yichud Hashem, Isra Avodah Zarah, and you saw what I did to Mitzrayim. In other words, you saw the Ikre Hados, that I'm God, you saw that the idols are nothing, and all their witchcraft is nothing. Kein Kamoni B'chol Ha'aretz, such that what we see in Parashat HaChodesh HaShlishi in Yisro is a Haida al Knisa Labris, al Kabbalah Satorah. But the Maisa Abris and the Maisa Kabbalah Satorah, that's the Chalukas HaParashis. So in other words, we're sharpening a little bit the distinction between the two Parashis. The first Parasha is not only Kabbalah Satorah, but it's also Hoidah Al Knisa LaBris. He's also telling them, oh, you're about to come into the Bris, and therefore he says, I want you to tell them these things. You saw what I did to Mitzrayim, etc. Ve'ein Ma'arichim B'davar Zeh. No, here they're not exactly telling the mitzvahs. A little different than the Rambam. But the idea of the Rambam, that he's telling them that now they're going to enter into the covenant. So today to enter into the covenant, we need Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. So then, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're entering into the covenant, So you should know what I did to Mitzrayim, and therefore I'm the only God, and therefore Avodah Zarah is nothing. We tell him the Ikrim, and that's what he has to know in order to enter into the bris. That's not the mice of Knesset LeBris, but it's Hoidah al Knesset LeBris. There's Hoidah here al Knesset LeBris. He's telling them they're coming into the covenant, and they're accepting the Torah. That's Parshas Yisro. In Parshas Mishpatim, it's the actual entering into the bris. That's the mice of the bris. So the mice of Kabbalah Satara is in Yisro, and the mice of Knesset LeBris is in Mishpatim, and the Kabbalah of Knesset LeBris, the Hoidah, the informing the Jews of that they're entering the covenant, that's also already in Yisro. The only thing is that this doesn't exactly shtim, it's not exactly consistent with what the Rav writes. He writes, V'amishpatim, hutzrichu rak l'kabel abris, v'shitzorich, shitzorich l'omar miktsas mitzvahs kalas v'chamuris. Aber shvil kabbalah satorah lo yitzorich rak v'amiras dvorim shel koisomer levad. U'lahochi b'parshas Yisro shemdar v'yina kabbalah satorah ksiv rak ויוסם לפני המסע דבור, כל הדבור המייל, עדיין בפרשת קסומה לבד, והלוחה שמדעב יני כניסה לבריס, סיף גם משפטים. So according to what he's saying, it's mamish. Today they call it binary. Today it's either Yisro is complete Kabbalah Satara, no Knesset LeBris, Mishpatim is complete Knesset LeBris. But you see also an inyan of the Bris in Yisro. Not that the mice of Knesset LeBris, but he's telling them. And that's why he said to Moshe, I want you to tell him exactly this, because what the Rambam says, the Hashem also knows that Paskins like the Rambam, that ein ma'arichim bedavar zeh, that you tell them a little bit about the mitzvahs, and you don't speak too long. So here also, he says to Moshe, tell them exactly what I'm telling you, so that they know they're about to enter into the covenant. In other words, before the mice of Kabbalah Satorah, he was telling them, ha'idah al knisah labris. And then Vayter, the mice of knisah labris, that's the nasa v'nishma of Parashas Mishpatim. And after they heard the Mishpatim, they know some of the mitzvahs, kalas and chamuros, so now they're doing the ma'aseh of knisah lebris. So there's also an element of bris in Yisro, just not the ma'aseh of entering the bris, but rather the hoidah al knisah lebris. Whereas in Mishpatim, you have the ma'aseh of knisah lebris. And again, the ma'aseh of Kabbalah Satara is in Yisro. But we see... We see the two brisker distinction and classification of these two parshias. Hadvarim meire einayim u'misamchei lev. Every year when I get to Mishpatim, at the end you get to Matan Torah. What's it doing here? All of a sudden you're in Shvi of Mishpatim. You think you're finished Matan Torah last week? Earlier on in Kabbalah's Torah, pitom you get it. Now you understand why. Again, it doesn't explain. Why that it's Keseder Azeh, why it's out of order. We could have had the Knesset LeBris earlier. The mice of Knesset LeBris earlier. But okay, Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we will revisit the Sugya, and we have a lot more inyanim like this. This is hopefully the first of a long series, I hope, of inyanei Torah's Brisk ala Torah, Gevaldik. All right. Sweet friends, what can I say? Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.